Lesson 19. The First Three Plagues. The Israelites were forced to work hard as slaves. Jehovah sent Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh with this message: "Let my people go so that they can worship me in the wilderness." Pharaoh proudly replied, "I do not care what Jehovah says, and I will not let the Israelites go." Then Pharaoh forced them to work even harder. Jehovah would teach Pharaoh a lesson. Do you know how? He brought the 10 plagues on Egypt. Jehovah told Moses, "Pharaoh is not listening to me. In the morning, he will be at the Nile River. Go to him and tell him that because he has not let my people go, all the water in the Nile will turn into blood." Moses obeyed and went to Pharaoh. Pharaoh watched as Aaron hit the Nile with his stick, and the river turned into blood. The river began to stink. The fish died, and there was no fresh water to drink from the Nile. Pharaoh still refused to let the Israelites go. 7 days later, Jehovah sent Moses back to Pharaoh with this message: "If you don't send my people away, Egypt will be filled with frogs." Aaron raised his stick, and frogs began to cover the land. The people found frogs in their houses, in their beds, and in their bowls. There were frogs everywhere. Pharaoh had Moses beg Jehovah to end this plague. Pharaoh promised that he would let the Israelites go. So Jehovah stopped the plague, and the Egyptians piled up the dead frogs heap after heap. The land began to stink. But again, Pharaoh would not let the people go. Then Jehovah told Moses, "Aaron must hit the ground with his stick, and the dust will turn into gnats or small biting flies." Immediately, there were gnats everywhere. Some of Pharaoh's own people told him, "This plague comes from God." But still, Pharaoh would not let the Israelites go. "I will make them know my power and my might, and they will have to know that my name is Jehovah." Jeremiah 16:21. Questions. What were the first three plagues? Why did Jehovah cause these plagues? Exodus 5:1-18, 7:8-8:19, and Nehemiah 9:9-10.